From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Intelligence officials have warned that foreign hackers could once again target state voting systems in the November elections. States, meanwhile, are ramping up their security efforts. They're detailing plans to use $380 million in federal grants for this purpose. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more on how they're going to use the money.
The money originally was aimed at modernizing state voting systems after the Bush v. Gore hanging Chad debacle. Mark Abbott is grants director at the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. He says this round, states are spending mostly on cybersecurity and equipment.
Whether it's upgrading the cybersecurity around the voting systems themselves or the voter registration systems or just cyber in general, that's the biggest trend we're seeing right now.
Security officials say 21 states were targeted by Russian hackers during the 2016 election, including California. Its Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, says California's $36 million share will help replace outdated voting machines and train staff.
But that is still butterfly ballot hanging Chad's money. That's not money intended, nor is it sufficient to address modern day cyber threats to our elections.
California is also spending $134 million in state money. Earlier this month, the U.S. Senate voted down extra federal funding. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.